More of my good morning. Nominations are now being accepted for the 2017 Food and Farming Awards by the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture. Criteria for nominees include farmers and producers who conserve the environment, promote local food and farm in efficient and profitable ways. There are two categories, food production and farming. President of the Manx National Farmers Union, Brian Brumby, is one of the judges. He can tell us more.
There's two sections, one's for production on farm, and the second one, marketing, processing, adding value side to the product. They're open to anybody nominating anybody from either sector. There is a pre-selection committee that goes through the nominations, and then a shortlist drawn up of farms to visit and talk to the owners and by a judging committee.
So what kind of businesses have won awards in the past, and what do people need to have what it takes?
The ones that have got a hang of all their costings and know where their market is, and you're on the farming side, what they're producing, who they're producing for, what the consumers want and require, you know, efficiency of their growing or production techniques. On the food side, again, it's very, very much consumer focused and marketing focused, the value added, the packaging, the marketing. So we're trying to, you know, highlight the industry leaders, for want of a better phrase, and, you know, encourage others to follow. And it can range from, you know, relatively small on-farm business, because some of the processing ones are actually on-farm as well, you know, and to quite large and substantial businesses.
Smaller businesses, small to medium-sized businesses, and through to international producers,
yeah.
Then?
Yeah, the Isle of Man Creamery, being one of the bigger ones, has been a recipient of an award. You know, Andreas Meats were the winners last year, being more of a small to medium-sized growing business.
I mean, obviously there are difficult times as it stands, but with Brexit coming up as well, a potential changes to the way that they trade from here to the European Union.
Yeah, there will be, and we're currently in talks with Westminster. As you're probably aware, the Minister of Justice were over last week. We had a delegation from the agricultural community, met them, and to put what's required or what we would be looking for in the Brexit situation. As the Farmers' Union, yeah, we've got to put our case forward of, you know, what our best case scenario is, get our politicians to, you know, follow that up, look after the industry for the future.
In the meantime, I suppose this is quite a nice thing to put forward for the industry, something to get us a little bit more upbeat about things, optimistic.
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, a nice thing, a good thing, a positive thing to have. It's not always positive, as you say, in the farming, on the farming side, but this is, yeah, a nice positive one to have. And Shoprite have been the sponsors for a number of years, and we're very grateful to them.
That's one of the judges, Brian Brumby from the Manx NFU. Nominations must be submitted by Friday the 31st of March, and the winners will be revealed on the 11th of August at the Royal Manx Agricultural Show. That's all from me on the Business Desk.